Hi, welcome to Unknown Violinists of Jazz on Jazz Rhythm, an exploration of the lore, culture, and personalities of early jazz. I'm Dave Radlauer. Violin jazz is a distinct school launched in the late 20s and early 30s by its two best-known creators, Joe Venuti and Stefan Grappelli. Today, one might say that most jazz violin style can be viewed along a spectrum between the two poles of the sharp, spiky, earthy sounds of Venuti and the more refined, melodic style of Grappelli that gradually became smoother and more lyrical over time. In this hour, I'll be introducing you to several obscure violinists, old and new, ranging all along this spectrum, who I think are bound to delight your ears. George Washing Machine from Australia is clearly in the Joe Venuti style. God's Chillin' Got Rhythm, the Australian calling himself George Washing Machine. I'm Dave Radlauer. Thanks for joining me for Jumping Swing, Classic Blues, and Hot Jazz, and this first of two programs introducing unknown violinists of jazz. During this hour, we'll be hearing from jazz fiddlers old and new, Svend Asmussen, Ray Nance, who is with Duke Ellington, and several little-known violinists playing in a range of styles, from the hot sound of Joe Venuti and Stuff Smith to the smoother, hot club jazz style associated with Stefan Grappelli. One of today's outstanding but little-known jazz violinists is Paul Anastasio. He combines the style of Joe Venuti, who was his first jazz teacher, with the influences of Stuff Smith and Svend Asmussen, blending in his own bluesy slurs and extended chord tones with a strong attack. And though Paul's played a lot of Western swing and country music, his jazz fiddling is straight from the heart. He plays with a terrific level of commitment and emotion. And recently, Anastasio recorded a duet CD with Bay Area guitarist Tony Marcus. And on I Want to Be Happy, you can hear their instant rapport and just how much music they cook up with a mere 10 strings between them. Then on to a follower of Grappelli, Tim Cliffhouse from Denmark. On his recent CD tribute to Grappelli, Cliffhouse recorded Stefan's Jive Bomber. Quintet of the Hot Club of France inspired sound of gypsy guitarist Fappy Lafferton, with Tim Cliffhouse violin playing Grappelli's tune Eveline, and from Cliffhouse's tribute to Grappelli, Stefan's Jive Bomber. I'm Dave Radlauer, bringing you some little known jazz violinists on Jazz Rhythm, Jumping Swing, Classic Blues, and Hot Jazz, Old and New. Another admirer of Stefan Grappelli, Michel Warlop, was born in France in 1911. He had a strong classical background and sensibility that can be heard in his playing and composing. During the 30s and 40s, he was very successful recording and performing with popular orchestras and singers in Paris. And during the mid-30s, Warlop recorded with Django and Grappelli, both under his own name and with their famous quintet. Here's Michel Warlop with Django in 1937, and then on to two of his original compositions, Harmoniques, which features Warlop's unique lineup of four violins with guitar and bass, and Strange Harmony.
Thank you.
Strange Harmony, violinist Michel Warlap and his odd little 1935 sextet influenced by the Hot Club. He had three guitars and a violin there, but with the addition of an accordion. Before that, Harmoniques, four violins led by Warlap, and we began with one of his 24 recordings alongside gypsy guitar legend Django Reinhardt. Sadly, Warlap died all too young at age 36 in 1947. Sven Asmussen is neither obscure nor unknown to anyone who's taken time to explore jazz violin. Born in Copenhagen, Denmark, and classically trained, he became interested in jazz. And his first recordings in 1935 emulated Joe Venuti's Blue Four. And last I heard, he's still alive, celebrating his 85th birthday in February 2001. Sven was one of the most popular bandleaders in Denmark and all Scandinavia, a fabulous technician and a superb all-round swing violinist. A remarkably versatile entertainer, he also sings, acts, and plays most of the string, percussion, wind, and keyboard instruments. Asmussen accompanied many famous musicians on their tours of Holland, Josephine Baker, Fats Waller, and the Mills Brothers. And he's performed or recorded with Duke Ellington, John Lewis, Toots Thielemans, Lionel Hampton, and his hero, Steph Smith. And despite his brilliance and his illustrious career, Sven Asmussen's been called the finest little-known jazz performer in the world. His earlier recordings have the sharp attack and spiky energy of Joe Venuti and Steph Smith. And here with his Danish jazz ensembles of 1940 and 44, we'll hear Asmussen singing, playing hot jazz fiddle and vibraphone.
Thank you. It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. Don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing.
Fantastic recordings by hot jazz fiddler Svend Asmussen from the early 40s in Holland. Obviously, there was another musician playing vibes on My Blue Heaven, but Sven played vibes, Violin and Sang on It, Don't Mean a Thing, and My Melancholy Baby. Svend Asmussen, a fantastic talent and one of the finest violin players of jazz. I'm Dave Redlauer. Thanks for joining me for Unknown Violinists of Jazz on Jazz Rhythm. The Jazz Rhythm website, where you can explore early jazz, link to the World Wide Web of jazz sites, or request program playlists, is at www.jazzhot.bigstep.com. That's one word, jazzhot.bigstep, also one word, .com. Promotional support for Jazz Rhythm is provided by the Mississippi Rag, a monthly publication offering traditional jazz and ragtime interviews, history, photos, reviews, and current events. Details at MississippiRag.com. Violinist Costel Nitescu, of Romanian extraction, is a superb gypsy jazz stylist, firmly rooted in Central European tradition. Nitescu combines flights of lyricism and dazzling attacks with the restraint of Stefan Grappelli. Joining with outstanding gypsy guitarist Chavolo Schmidt, who's one of the greatest living Manouche gypsy Djangoistas, they conjure an updated, magical recreation of the Quintet of the Hot Club of France. Thank you. violinist Kostelnicescu with Manouche Gypsy guitarist Chavolo Schmidt in 2005, Irving Berlin's Cheek to Cheek, and Stompin' at Decca, written and recorded by Django Reinhardt and Stefan Grappelli.